I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey is dealing with a trilogy of terror: the Islamic State, the Kurdish separatists, and the Marxist rebels. At the same time, they're also dealing with 2 million refugees from Syria and Iraq. International Needs' Bethnan Kanukin says aid brings hope, which goes a long way when you can get it there. The sudden burst of violence this week delayed an aid drop to Shirnak, a Kurdish city at the border of northern Iraq.
The mayor from Shirnak called us, said, please don't. Very sensitive area for the Kurdish people. Stop the cars and burn the cars and kill the other people.
It won't stop them for long. And here's where you come in.
Pray for Turkey and Middle East. There is fire going on and nobody knows what's happening. Every day people are being killed. They kill each other. Pray that God will send his peace and bring real peace to this country and people may know God.
From the Mediterranean, we head to the Caribbean. The Sweat Hogs are teaming up with Food for the Hungry and Project Cure to help poverty-stricken communities on the island of Hispaniola. Doug Gaius leads the Sweat Hogs. They're short-term missionaries that serve there each summer.
The medical infrastructure is really, really lacking, particularly out in the frontier zones of the DR, which is in the western part, and then Haiti, which is in the kind of eastern border.
Three containers full of medical supplies are being prepared for shipment to hospitals on the island. Pray that they arrive quickly and safely.
God has just provided step by step by step all the way through providing for this opportunity to better the health in God's kingdom in those areas.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Believe it or not, it's not too early to be planning for 2016. Get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores that'll remind you of who God is and why we should follow him. Give us a call at 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.